is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new
hit. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The girl Wilhelm Kidd right here. Had fun talking about the Gentlemen's Cigar Club of Cleveland. Let's get back to the quarterbacks. We know you guys want to talk about those. So let's get a Phil in East Liberty. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm just really glad to be able to talk to you guys because most of the time I listen to you in the afternoon. But I wanted to just stick up for Ray Farmer just a little bit.
Sure, yes.
I thought the guy had a great draft. And as far as the first two picks, I don't blame Mike Patine, but I mean, I think that was a guy that he wanted. And as far as Johnny Manziel, I feel like Haslam, you know, was the one that pushed him. And honestly, I think, you know, you got a couple guys coming in, they're young, they're hanging out, and they're messing up, and they just think they're just too good to get in trouble. And now you're at a level where you got to perform, and they just didn't get that at that time. I think there's still a chance for both those guys to still come back. And the other thing I really wanted to talk about was how come you guys never have Connor Shaw more into the conversation? Because I thought the guy, like, hit out of the park in the last game. I mean, he was going up against a very tough defense, stood in there, took a lot of hits, and I thought he did a good job.
I do, too. I think Connor Shaw is a part of the conversation. And that's the one thing that I've been a big fan of is creating competition at the position to drive the best player to rise above. And it very well could be Connor Shaw. Now, again, undrafted free agent and, you know, an average arm, but the grit and his ability to study and be ready more so than other players on this roster, regardless of where they were drafted. He did go out and held his own, you know, but some of his inadequacies came up as the time went on.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't exactly score a ton of points in that game. I do like him as a backup moving forward. You know, a guy that's that studious has got to be good in the room. And I do like him being part of the team, but I don't think you're winning anything with Connor Shaw as your starting quarterback.
I think Connor Shaw showed a lot of grit. He showed the ability to be a guy that, you know, is prepared, is studious, has the support of his teammates. He's tough. He's got all the heart. He's got everything that you want. I don't know if he has the arm strength to necessarily be a starting quarterback for 16 weeks in the National Football League, but I do think he's got all the intangibles. If Johnny Manziel's talent was with Connor Shaw's mindset, heart, toughness, and grit, you would have a surefire starting quarterback in the National Football League. We just got to see. But Connor Shaw, to me, absolutely should be in the conversation and is a guy that I think has earned a spot on this roster and hopefully can stay in the league for a long time. I think he's a great, great guy, a great teammate, and I know the guys in Berea certainly feel that way about him. Jason Cleveland, welcome to the show.
I had a couple different things, but I'd like to add something about Connor Shaw. You know, it was very one-dimensional for us by that time at the end of the year, you know, with all the receivers down and no running game. So think that, you know, that might play big into him in the competition. I'm interested to see that, too.
As well. What else did you want to talk about?
Actually, one thing about reading between the lines, I think it's kind of odd that, I don't know if it was Farmer or Pettine or both, but both of them talked about the reason why they got Bitonio was maturity and basically not really athleticism, but, you know, his toughness, which is funny because, you know, that if that's why they picked him, I think it kind of lends credit to the idea that Haslam's pick was Manziel. I kind of think that's odd.
I'm just going to say it, and people are going to continue to believe what they
want
to believe.
How many times
for
have you said
it now? For the 1,000,000th time, okay. Johnny Manziel was the number one quarterback on the Browns draft board. Jimmy Haslam is not setting the Browns draft board. Period. End of story. That was set by Ray Farmer, his scouting department. I'm sure the coaches had input as well. But Johnny Manziel was the number one quarterback on the Browns draft board. They like Joel Bitonio because he is a great kid. He's actually got great athleticism. He's got a mean streak, and they thought that they had him rated very highly on their board, and they were thrilled to get him at number 35 like they did, and he's turned out to be a great pick, and that was a guy Ray Farmer loved all year and was able to get at a position where he has been one of the best picks in the draft last season. So certainly Joel Bitonio has been a great addition to this team. Let's go now to Jim in Sycamore Hills. What's up, Jim? He did. Jim keeps calling us and then leaving us.
He must be at work or something.
Get an iPhone, bro.
His boss keeps coming up to his desk, and he has to hang up the phone.
He's got
to
hang up the phone. All right, when we come back, potentially we'll check in with Kevin Jones down at Mardi Gras. We'll continue to talk about this quarterback situation. We'll get into our answers of the hot topics. Again, rank the following quarterbacks from number 1 to number 5 in terms of who you want to start for the Browns on opening day. Mariota, Winston, Hoyer, Manziel, Nick Foles. Let us know. Hour number 2. CBD, driven by Liberty Ford, coming up right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.